Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight up in the state. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Let the beat drop. What's happening, world? Welcome back. We are at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Ben. So what it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? What's up, Earth? Yeah, man, happy to be back. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If you guys have been tuning in for this year makes 5 years, you know Super Bowl Sunday is Mo's official holiday. He said that, what, 2-3 years ago? So every Super Bowl Sunday, we are off. That's Mo's time to enjoy his day, do what he does, so on and so forth. I'm pretty sure he's going to get into that in the Real Famous Chop-Up. But, yeah, Mo, let's shout out the top five countries.
So, the top five countries, man, big shout out to y'all. So, number five, we got the people up north, our brothers from up north, Canada. Big shout
number
out to Canada.
Number five, Canada? Canada, number five?
Five, yeah, number five. Number four, we got the land down under, you know, the continent known as Australia. Number three, we got the people from across the pond, England, London town. Big shout outs to the United Kingdom. Number two, man, they hold strong, man. Switzerland is really messing with us, and we messing with y'all. Big shout out.
We love y'all, Switzerland.
Y'all been so consistent, man. It's good to know that, like I said, my voice is being heard in Switzerland, man. So big shout out to everything going on over there.
Switzerland came on at number 5 months ago. Switzerland came on at number 5, and Switzerland walked down to number 2. And the number 2 and 3 spots are usually held by the UK and Canada. They kind of go back and forth with the number 2. Like, Switzerland came and just completely knocked these folks out of the box. I love it.
Yeah. And then number 1, we got the home team, the United States of America. Big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, man. So tell a friend, log on and listen, man. You know how we do.
Yeah, and shout out to everybody else that tunes in to the show. We see you. We love you. We salute you. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so you guys can get into our top 5 countries that are tuning in, and we can shout your country out like we do everybody else. We love you. We are in February, about to be in March. April, bro. April, 5 years. 5 years of real talk with the new Miss Lovely back in my bands. I don't.
Yes. That's what's up.
I don't even know what to say. Like, 5 years. Like, thank you.
Yes. Keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't think that I could have this type of chemistry with anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think, like, Mo and I, like, we built our, you know what I'm saying? We built our bond, and it's on the, you know, it's on. We can go at each other head. We can have, you know, strong discussions, and then we coming back like, yeah, you know, let's do that again. Like y'all like don't that. Know Mo be in the background like, yeah, Black, let's do that again. Like, he'd be so hyped that, you know, when we have like these heated conversations,
I love
I'd be like, Mo, that's your toxic side kind of like coming out, showing, tuck it in.
You
that's
know,
the Leo
fire,
in Mo, right?
I like some fire. I like a little drama. So often, so, you know, hey,
that's the Mo's a Leo, so I'd be like, Mo, okay, we're gonna switch the topic up, but you know, we're gonna get into something this week, so we're gonna get into something tonight, real good. My week was called Renewed, okay. This is like everything was renewed for me this week. A lot of things happened in such a short period of time this week. So, you know, it's, okay. So starting out, I did not watch the Super Bowl. So if you guys are asking, I did not. I have been doing a lot of revamping on my business side, right? And I talked to you guys about financial literacy. I know Mo has a complete episode in the Real Famous Chop Up where he talks about stocks and so on and so forth. So I was getting in, I was paying all of my bills up for the whole year, right? And we talk about this, we do this every year, right? We pay all the bills up for the year so we can do what we want to do, right, during the year, right? We can add on to what we got going on. Getting that stuff done. Watching this whole Ukraine, Russia, America situation, you know, very close. So the one thing I say, even before COVID hit, something was telling me to stock up. And I did, right? And I didn't know why I was doing it, but I did it. And so when COVID hit and the first time ever that, you know, of my existence that they shut the whole country down, I was prepared. You know what I'm saying? I only brought a deep freezer, and then I ordered more meat. But I was completely prepared for COVID before, you know, I even knew anything. So I'm getting that same hints again, you know, to stock up. And so I placed a $1,500 order, right? I'm like, ooh, where these taxes at, honey? Because I need them. But I placed the $1,500 order, and it's like, you know, medical stuff, you know, just everything that we need here in this house you know, so that we don't have to exit, right, for some time. And I did like $300 outside of that. I did $300 in canned goods, right? Non-perishable food items, things like that. So, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't know why I got $300 worth, but I did, right? So it's just like, you know, my people's like, okay, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going what my spirit is telling me to do. So make sure that you guys are locked and loaded and prepared for whatever has to come. That was my week of preparing. And then, like, one time something happened, right? And we're going to talk about it in the topic. But it was one time that I had to leave a job, right? I ended up suing the job. Yes, I won. But I had to leave the job, and it was so sporadic, right? And I vowed to myself at that moment that I would never be in a situation where I would be dependent on a check from a white man, right? And so I've lived my life based on that, right? Stocked up, you let me go, I'm gonna be all right. If I'm here, I'm still gonna be all right. So that too is a part of like what I've been setting up, right? And we're gonna tap into what happened this week. So it was a situation at the place. You know, I told you guys I got a little piece of a job that I do for consistency and for consistency to get me to where I am. That's not my career. My career is what I do. But we'll talk about what happened with that particular situation when we get into the topic, so we can figure out what you guys, how you guys feel about the situation, okay? So then, you guys know I had house guests, right? I had house guests since last year. After I got rid of one house guest, got another house guest in October. And this house guest kind of, it wasn't nothing they did to me. It was just something that they was doing in general that I wasn't, like, okay with. So they, like, wore out their welcome, you know what I'm saying, with me. And so the house guest left this week. Woohoo! I've been here happy as hell. So the one thing that I was doing, right, like, I wouldn't go clean up. Like, they on the third floor with the kids, and they didn't clean up, and I wouldn't clean up. So, you know, I guess that made them uncomfortable, but I wouldn't. And so my people, Kathy Youngin, he's OCD. And he, like, when he go upstairs, like, he go upstairs to, you know, get the oldest one up for school or something like that. He be like, you went upstairs? And I'm like, yeah, I can see you on the camera. He's like, you ain't going to go upstairs? Like, let's go clean up. But I wouldn't. So now that they left, we did some very deep spring cleaning, like, completely revamped everything upstairs. Today, actually, so we just got upstairs and just worked all day on the third floor, on the second floor. My room stays pretty much together. I just really had to, like, sweep in my room, but we were sweeping, mopping, you know, reorganizing all that stuff today. So, you know, being renewed, like, the whole house is clean, you know, everything is in order, everything is placed, all of the floors have been scrubbed. You know, I got little boys, so their bathroom was smelling like hot piss, and so I had to get in there and really scrub that damn bathroom, like, you know. And yeah, like, I feel good because everything is clean. And so he went to the store, right, because the three-year-old, he basically get whatever he want. So he went to the store to get him some chicken nuggets, and then he came back with a bottle of tequila. And I said, well, thank you. See, I guess that's my little... Yeah, thank you, because he OCD. I had told him, I said, you OCD. He said, what does that mean? Outstanding cock disorder? No, it does not mean that, right? Typical man. But, yeah, like, that's, like, everything has been, like, renewed this week. Like, fresh house. Nobody can stay in that guest room again. 3-day maximum on the guest bedroom. I don't care what you're going through. No, don't get no mail at my house. No, you can't bring no extras in there. No, no, no. So, yeah, everything feels good. Yeah, no means no. No, nobody's coming.
You said no, but then you said 3-day limit.
No, nobody's living in there anymore. Like, somebody has, I've had two people living in that guest bedroom, and this year makes 2 years that I've been here, and two people lived in there. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want nobody else living in there. I'm okay with that. That's okay. So that's a wrap for me. But the whole house is together. Everything, beds made up, everything is everything. So I feel super good in this renewed phase, and I'm ready to chop it up. You got to open it up. How was your week, Mo?
So, yeah, so my week, I'm calling this week Detox and Get Greedy. So, you know, my week, I had a deal fall through, man. I had this luxury apartment that was on deck, and then the shit just fell through, man. But that's real estate. But I'm about to really get greedy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, lately I've been a little passive, you know what I'm saying, because I just, you know, I want to get my taxes in order and all that. But March is my month, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the month that I'm looking to really shine, because that's what starts just like my kind of like spring, and I can kind of feel the equinox coming. I told you, each season I'm like a renewed, different person. And, you know, I shaved today a little bit because, you know, my mustache, like, my beard doesn't connect. I mean, I got, like, the sides and everything, and then, like, my goatee grows, and then my mustache grows like crazy. Like, I can, like, it got to the point where I could twist it up like Captain Hook, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know what, let me just shave and just renew myself. So I just did that, and now I'm just feeling good, man. Like, I'm about to go hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost finished with my Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, and that's really got me on my Get Greedy, you know what I'm saying? You know, because, like, people, he talks about it in the book, the author of the book, talks about how, like, you know, a lot of times you've been conditioned to not be greedy, you know what I'm saying? But he was like, sometimes you got to just get greedy. You know, too much of anything is a bad thing, so you don't want to overdo it. But I'm about to get real greedy, you know what I'm saying, especially on this real estate thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been like a calm lion, but I'm about to really roar, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, like, preparing myself for that. And, you know, then I want to plan my spring getaway. You know, like I said, each for the past, like, 3-4 years now, you know, each year I want to go to, like, a different city that I haven't been to. So, you know, this spring, me and the wife is going to more than likely go to Boston just for a little quick getaway. You know, I've never been up there. I kind of wanted to see what Boston's all about. So that's it, you know. Like, basically, I'm just ready to get at it and just – when I say detox, I mean just detox and just everything. Just like, you know, just like you just said, like a renewed focus. I'm really going to do some spring cleaning too. You know what I'm saying? I just really want to, you know, as the seasons change, I just want to be ready to just, you know, grab the bull by his horns. You know what I'm saying? So I know the stock market has been a bear start stock market. So I know it's about to get real bullish. So I'm kind of getting that in order and as well. So, you know, I'm just ready to just bloom with the flowers and everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's my week.
Oh, that's so cute. And then it says bears and bullets and tigers.
He's so stupid. How was your week's move?
Man, shit. I'm waiting for March. Right now, my last baby mama's on the contract for closing in March. So that's it after that. So pretty much, if you want a house, bitches, go on, open up some beds, let me ski in you, and you're good.
Nice.
Well, being that you're my best friend and I can't do that, then how do I get a house?
Oh, man, look, all you got to do is let me take over all your fucking finances. Nigga, you do what the fuck I tell you when I tell you, and you're good.
Well, I get my own house.
Completely.
The blueprint.
Yeah, that's the blueprint, but the fucked up thing about it is I'm tested and tried, right? Which means I don't fail. But for some reason, I get nothing but resistance the entire way until the fucking closing calls. That's when everybody want to be smiling and shit. No, bitch, you gave me hell. So, like, no, fuck that. like people don't like to be told no. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't like the fact that you got to go through a little bit of pain for long-term financial gain. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, when I tell you no, you can't buy that, that's for a reason, bitch. Do your fucking budget. So, come March, when the bitch finally closed on this fucking house, oh, nigga, that's it. Nigga, this shit ain't free no more. Fuck that. I am done.
What's up?
Well, I'm glad that I know how to budget. So, but I'm on a tight budget, and I'm actually about to make my budget even tighter come next month. So I have two things that I want to do. Like, this month was getting all of my bills out of the way for the year, as I normally do. Next month, I need this Dell laptop. Y'all know I hate Apple, so I'm going to get this Dell laptop. They have ones that look just like the Apple ones. And that was like $1,400, right? And so, yeah, right. I can go spend $1,400. But in hindsight, what? Can you go? Yeah. No, I like the way it looks, but I still hate Apple. Anyways, it's $1,400, so I could spend $1,400, but what Smooth is talking about, like a budget, I'm not going to go spend $1,400. I'm going to take next month, and I'm going to break it up, you know what I'm saying, with the money that I receive next month and, you know, budget out $1,400 to buy it. And then come April, I'm redoing my living room, right? And so a part of that today was me getting dressers and stuff that I don't use and putting it outside the road, the couch going outside the road, you know, stuff like that.
Get rid of all that old stuff that you're not using, right?
Right, but the couch set is like they didn't tow it up. And I think it's just that where I brought that stuff from, because everything that I brought from them tow up. You know what I'm saying? And then after a year, like, and so what I had already started doing was replacing, like, my kids had mattress sets from them. Them fools tore up fast. So I went to Wayfair the next time, and I got them some memory foam mattresses, right, that don't need the thing to go on the bottom. And I spent, like, $300 and something per mattress for their beds, and they still in great shape. You know what I'm saying? Even though my kids sleep wherever they want to sleep at, you know, just excited that, you know, that is worth my time. Plus, I brought, like, some mattress covers to go over it. So, you know, they still look good. But, so April, then that's me swapping out my living room set, right? Everything is always done in phases when you're budgeting right. So I was talking to somebody, and I was telling them, like, I don't like flashy men, right? And certain things that I look for in order for a man to gain my attention. One, I don't like a flashy man, because you're putting so much money into being flashy that I know that on the back end, you're probably not putting your money where it needs to go on the back end. You do have some that can, but it's very far and few, and it's really like finding a needle in the haystack when you can. I like a low-key man. I like somebody that's, you know what I'm saying, just together. I don't think I've ever been in a relationship with anybody that would not let me just ride out and, like, not clean up. You know what I'm saying? I like a man that's clean, you know, clean cut. I was a basketball player. He had just a casual outfit on, and Twitter with the, you know, trying to zone him for his outfit. Like, this man's worth millions. Like, who the hell finna go and worry about y'all broke people? You know what I'm saying? Thinking about that, like, people, you can tell, like, people have no financial literacy because they feel like you're supposed to stun and floss. And, like, even for me, I love me to the core. I'm just not a flashy person, right? So when you see me, I can go out with a nice summer dress on, but guess what? My bill's paid up for a year. So that girl that is super flashy and doing what she got to do, more than likely, she's living month to month, and you know what I'm saying, maybe have 1 month of cushion left. You got to go to work. You got to do it, because the more money you make, the more bills you create, right? So you spending these expensive prices and stuff, you would be amazed at how many people lack financial literacy, as Smooth is saying. So you want to look the part. It's expensive to look the part. So I don't care how much money you're making, right? If you're telling me that you make $10,000 a month, right, more than likely your bills, right, are about $9,500. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it goes, because people can make this, but they don't have the financial literacy to do that. So if you're telling me that you make $10,000 a month and you don't own your property, hell, you don't own several properties, you know what I'm saying, then I already know that your shit ain't where it needs to be at, right? Even if you like staying in a condo, why don't you own a condo? You know what I'm saying? Like, so just simple things that I can look at people and I can tell that they are not where they want to be at, right? Because when you're financially stable, you're not throwing money away. But I digress. Great point right. that Smooth made at that point, but budgets are very important. I live by budgets, and when I say I'm getting stricter because I have this budget, and thankfully I was able to write it off for last year, but when I sat down and I was doing my business portion, I realized that I spent
$5,000
$5,000 last year on eating out. That's awful, right? Me sticking and moving, me doing what I'm doing, me having to do certain things, me not having time. So I'm dedicating more of my time into cooking more. So that's a part of one of the changes that I'm making. And so that tells me that I'm putting at least $4,000 back into my pocket. I'm cool with $1,000, but I need to put $4,000 back into my pocket. You know what I'm saying? As far as a budget. So, yeah. So let's get into this topic. All right. So something that is very, very big, you know, right now in the news is, you know, a lot of, like, just the injustice and the racism, right? And just last year, you know, we got Juneteenth, right, for a holiday, right? And every other holiday is made from the oppressor, right? These crazy-ass holidays. Monday is President's Day. What the fuck? All of these holidays are made, you know, created for the oppressor and, you know, not enough for us, right? And so right now, as I told you guys, like on my spiritual conversation, 2022 is the year of the Great Awakening. There are more and more people that are starting to awaken themselves on what's going on, right? Some people are awakening themselves, but they don't have proper direction, so they do stupid shit. Let's get into it. So at this little job that I have, they had this post that says Black History Month. Now, the image right above it now, I'm just going to describe the image. It says Black History Month. The image above under it is Africa, and then it's a picture of a hand, some other type of tradition. I forgot what it is, right? But it's a picture of a hand, right? And so that's all you see. Me, automatically, why does Black History Month, what the hell does Black History Month in Africa in this white-ass company have to do with it, right? So then, okay, you know, the people that created this were black people, right? Sheep. And so I'm like, that's fucked up because Black History Month, and that's not how you represent Black History Month. It's not Africa, right? Like, the only thing that they told you in your books is that they took slaves from Africa. They took black people from Africa, right? That was the narrative that they wanted. But they took black people from Haiti. They took black people from everywhere, right? And so their foundation before was to tell us that black people came from Africa, right, to this land, which was false, right, because we had people here. And we had people there. So the narrative of them trying to make it seem like they discovered this land and then the way that the black people got here, they brought them here, was a lie. That's the main reason that black people can't get paid reparations. But we're going to get into that. So one of the main reasons. So to me, I have a conversation with HR, all these people. That shit is, I'm like, that's foul, right? And I'm talking to a black man, right, which he's obviously a gay black man. And I say that because he just was like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I see that there are some, you know, there are quite a few gay men that really only care about their movement, right? They don't care about anything else. As David Chappelle said, hell, we've been fighting for 400-plus years, you know what I'm saying, for equal rights, and yet, you know, these people come up with equal rights and, you know, how they feel out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't 400-plus years, but, hey, let's give them their time. I'm looking at his facial expressions. I'm looking at everything. I'm just telling you how I'm perceiving this, right? So he's like, well, yeah, Africa is the logo of the ERG group, right? So, like, you know, black people, again, why would you choose Africa for your logo? He says, well, they wanted to represent their ancestors, right? And so, granted, keep in mind, while you're following the story, I follow, I am deeply embedded into African spirituality, right? So it's not me being biased, right? But I'm going to get into why this bothered me. So I said, there is no explanation here. You just got Black History Month in Africa. Now, as a white company, you're going to allow this to slide because it's a backhanded compliment, right? Like, you Black folks are from Africa. That's not true, and I need my people to understand that's not true, right? You talk about your ancestors and people from Africa. Now, there are Black folks that have ancestors from Africa, so I don't discount that. But when you talk about the masses, right, Africa should not represent Black History Month. It should never be accepted. It should never be okay, right? Because that's not what happened. That's not how this happened. Now, yes, they took some slaves from Africa, right? And so the slaves in Africa was sold, you know, to the white man by the Moors. And so for that, they like, you know, y'all sold them to us. Our own people sold our ancestors to the white man to come over here and work, you know, and they was pulling a lot of people over here, but they're already people here. So that's the other side of my ancestry where my people were here. My people got killed for not, you know, conforming to being a slave or for not giving up their land, right? Those are my people too. So, no, you can't use Africa to represent an African group, Black Americans, you know what I'm saying, group, right? And so they're like, we African-American. And that's where the naive point comes in at, because the term African-American came into play from Jesse Jackson, right? And so what we didn't understand is that these so-called leaders that were leading us were doing business with the white man behind closed doors. And the only way that they were able to get a name and lead is if they followed the rules of the white man, even still, right? So you have these people acting like they represented us, you know what I'm saying, but in actuality they wasn't. So when you look at, when I say, you know, this shit is fake, Dr. Martin Luther King, he was also working with them. That's why you see him with all these white women in pictures. When Dr. King realized that these white folks was playing him, that's when he started going against him. That's when he started saying, rise up, and that's when they assassinated him, right? And so you have to understand the narrative of the people that they put in front of you, because these white folks are putting narratives in front of you to make you feel as though this is what these people did, so this is what you should do. All that marching and peace and shit, that ain't really got y'all no goddamn where. That's what we talked about this before. We have to understand that we have to make these companies stand accountable for their actions, right? And so we have to stand up and make these white folks respect us, right? Now, the company that I'm speaking of is Asurion. All right, Asurion. Now, they are connected with You Break I-6, and they do cell phone repairs, right, like if you crack your screen. Now, this isn't the first situation, though, that I've questioned, you know what I'm saying, them and their validity, you know, for this. Now, granted, this is a white company. Now, a couple months ago, there was somebody that sent me a post. And the post was saying this guy, he was upset. He was like, you know, he was at training or something like that in Tennessee. I think that's where he was. And he said he either forgot something or he went to the bathroom and came back in the training room. And on the whiteboard, there's a sign, Asurion is no place for niggers, right? Clear as day. I see it. He pushed it. I sent it to a couple people, started catching a little fire. A couple people had already picked up on it. Immediately, they issued, we're going to do our investigations. You know, the bullshit that they say. Oh, well, we did our investigations, and the person that put that there was not a part of Asurion, right? So when you see that, and then you come back and you see this, you know, Black History Month in Africa, and they're like, well, the group chose that, and it was just to pay homage to their ancestors. Why would you allow such a small fucking group to promote something for the masses? So they're like, well, you can join the group and educate and enlighten. Baby, I don't work for free. Now, education is something that you have to do on your own. You got to do your own research, right? But spiritual goddess, right? Like I tell my people, my time ain't free, okay? So I did a video on my YouTube talking about, you know, the whole, you know, racism in the workplace. Just, you know, go look at the video. It is there. But my point is that I wanted to see what you guys thought about this. You're understandably so, knowing that, yes, you have ancestry in Africa, and, you know, you feel like there's nothing wrong. My whole point is basically saying that we have to stop allowing them to represent us, to choose how they want to represent us, to choose what they want, right? There was somebody on the backside that okayed this, knowing better, right? Because the thing is, the white folks know more about our history than most of these black folks. And they allow the backhandedness. They allow the stupidity to happen because they want you to continue to be unenlightened. So what are y'all take on it?
Wow.
Look, man. Move, you want to go first?
I'm the one talking. Look, man, let's get this one thing straight.
You just own one tonight. You just own one tonight. Move on. Got that house closing.
I don't understand why I hear your voice. I see where you want to go with this, Black, but you need to understand one thing. Categories, right? Categories are designed to separate. That is all. You see what I'm saying? So when Black History Month was originally designed, right? It was designed as a category to separate. So you're no longer an American. You're no longer a Negro. You're an African-American, right? It's a category.
Right.
But just like you said, there's many different aspects of the Negro population. But by you just focusing on African-American, you are designing to do what? Separate. So in order to conquer motherfucking... In order to keep a motherfucker separated, all you do is just put them in a different category. So right now, instead of actually trying to figure out a way to get rid of the Black History Month, because all it's really doing is causing dissension amongst ourselves, because you are talking about the African symbol of Africa and the hand, and you're saying that somebody who signed off on it, knew better. No, it's not really about knowing better. It's about not giving a fuck, and it's about actually playing the game how it's designed to be played. It's designed to separate all y'all. It's designed to separate you and I. It's designed to separate fucking Mo from his people or Mo from everybody that's around him, as opposed to coming together and ending the fuckery. You see what I'm saying? You're focusing on the Black History Month right now. But it means absolutely nothing. You see what I'm saying? Because it's supposed to be Black history, but motherfucker, we in America. Period. So why is it not American history? When you say Black history, but then you start calling people African Americans, that's a fucking category. All you're doing is separating motherfuckers. So, like, nah, this motherfucker mad at you. You mad at him. But guess what? Y'all are still the same fucking color.
But
so
that's
are you
exactly
really
what I said in the email.
But are you
I
progressing or are you
fucking
this thing? You see what I'm saying? You backslide when you do that shit. So, like, now you got the Black faggot. Look, it is what it is, man. You know how I feel about the people. He looking at you like, ha-ha. You looking at this motherfucker like, nigga, are you serious? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you fucking with me? He's like, look, I'm here to suck a dick. And you're talking about Africa. I don't want to hear that shit right now. So, like, now you beefing with this nigga subconsciously. You mad with this dude. But guess what? Not the motherfucker that you're supposed to be mad with. He's complicit because he's not really taking your argument to heart. But he's not the real fucking enemy.
No, because I know he'll know them better. He's not my enemy.
No, it's not about knowing better. It's about actually giving a fuck. You see what I'm saying? We all we all need to understand that it really, the subconscious, the subliminal messages that a motherfucker puts you in, you don't even realize what they fucking doing because you've been conditioned all your life. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? We've all been conditioned. We've all ain't never really thought about, nigga, once you put a motherfucker in a category, you separating him from everybody else. So it's my side against your side. But when you do that, nigga, we don't never go nowhere. We never went nowhere. When you brought up Jesse Jackson as far as African-American, hey, before African-American, you was a straight Negro. When you was a straight Negro, right, it was a united fucking front. When you became an African-American, it became my side against that side against the white people. So you no longer together against the common
enemy. Right, and you hear some people, I hear a lot of celebrities say they should have never ended segregation. You know what I'm saying? And I hear some people say that. But the whole thing of what I'm saying is exactly what you're saying, right? But it's like, for me, Black History Month, Black History is not a month. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole year round. And so on my YouTube channel, I'm always posting shit like enlightening my people. Like, go do more research. Realize your power. Realize who the fuck you really are. You know what I'm saying? I post video clips of these white folks saying, you know, how white folks are so scared to allow Black coaches in sports, you know what I'm saying, because they gonna take that over. They so scared to allow Black folks in executive positions, you know what I'm saying. And this person was in employee relations. They know who to pick out to work with you, you know what I'm saying. And when you look at certain things, like, they'll put Black in this company, they'll put certain Black folks over, like, ERGs and, you know what I'm saying, certain groups, you know, urban groups and things like that. But when you look at, like, the supervisors and how they move and so on and so forth, you know, you looking at, like, a lot of, you know, the Black supervisors, they be in, like, the hardest positions. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's the way that I feel. They in the hardest positions. You know what I'm saying? The easy shit. You know, they get them people. I tell them, like, there's no reason I'm going to jump through a Cheerio to move up in your company because I'm not even going to be here long. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sit right here until either I leave or y'all fire me. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that goes. But it's just the whole point of enlightenment, because people don't think about, like, what's going on. Like, I'm not an African-American. You know what I'm saying? And if ever I'm doing something, some paperwork, and I see African-American, which they have, by the way, taken that shit off of most applications, right? But they didn't make a big deal of it. People don't know that. So when you looking at your paperwork, it used to say African American. Now it just says Black, right? They moved and had that shit removed. But whenever it said African American, I would cross that out, right? And put melanin, or, you know what I'm saying, Black. I wouldn't put African American. You got white, then you got Black, right? Not African American. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't born in Africa. I may have people that was, but that's not me. I'm an American, right? Just like your boy Mitch McConnell. He slipped a few weeks back, and he was like, African Americans is voting as much as Americans. Right, completely slipped and said the shit, but a lot of people didn't catch on it, and it wasn't major news because they didn't understand what the fuck he was saying.
Oh, it caught on.
I
know what you're talking about. Oh, well, you know,
yeah,
it caught on. Well, the fuck
do you hear this, fool?
The news caught on to the shit, huh?
After he said that
what
shit, I know he was like, "Oops,
oops, nigga." Motherfucker said, oh, and then that was the beginning of February when the nigga said that shit. Like, oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? But you got more and more people. I see more and more souls. See, you got to understand, like, the portal is closed. So everybody that's being born, they're already, they're our ancestors coming back, right? They're ancestors coming back in another form, and there's so many spiritual people, and I love to see young spiritual people, man, in their 20s, early 30s, and they know this spiritual shit to the core. These are our ancestors coming back. You know what I'm saying? Them came back and, like, let's get it done. Let's do what we got to do, right? I absolutely love to see it. I support it. But we as a people, we got to get more in tune with what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Consciously, subconsciously, or whatever. And I'm going to continue, even if it's just one. You know what I'm saying? You have to know your power, right? You was good enough to be us. You was not good enough to be with them, but our ancestors had to breastfeed these white women children, right? Because they milk was garbage, right? When they realized that they couldn't beat us, that's why they started pushing this interracial bullshit, right? Trying to make it seem like it's bigger than it's not. Then you had these statistics coming out saying these people ain't really with these white folks. They just, that's all they putting in front of your face, trying to make it seem like it's okay, right? In actuality, trying to mix that. When you go in to do your research, you understand that African Americans are the only 100% humans that walk this earth in human form. Go do your research. I ain't going to tell you nothing that you can't find that's out there. But when people come to me and ask me questions, I always say go do your research, because you never know what's going to draw your attention. You know what I'm saying? My path and my journey and the things that draw my attention may not be what draws your attention. I do classes on a monthly basis, right? And so in my classes, I realized that people take different shit from the classes, what interests them, because we all have different walks of life. So I try to cover everything in my classes, right, so that I can give to everybody. So I'm not taking anything from the people that represent Africa, the people that are sure and, you know, they followers of Kemet, or they believers in Kemet, or none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that that does not represent everybody, right? And if you actually know, Smooth, I was telling you a long time ago, one side of my family is purebred Indian. They be like, all black people got Indian in them. Yeah, I don't know about all of that. But they're purebred Indian. They built funny, you know, big tops, no ass, super silky, long hair, like purebred Indian. And the other side is purebred African. So I'm not going to dishonor one side trying to fully honor the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honor both sides of where I come from and what it is. Now, saying that to say, damn, what was I going to tell you? I'm looking at this little boy. He keep walking in here. I'm trying to figure
out. Look, I heard Tiger Woods' name pop up. What'd you say, Mo?
Oh, no. But saying that to say, so I posted it on social media, and I'm honored to say that I've had some very powerful conversations with some people, right? And so here's how this happened. I posted it on social media, and I was like, yeah, you know, I know that I can see my analytics. You know what I'm saying? And I have over 500,000 reach. And so I was just looking, and I'm like, dang, you know, I posted this, and for the first couple of hours, nobody said nothing. And then I just started getting inboxes, people telling me, you know, their experiences with this company and so on and so forth. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, generally, racism in the workplace, what they do is when you go and try to sue them, they will pay you out. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go to court, you know, they try to drag it out. So the attorney that's going to take your case, he's going to tell you to, you know, settle with them, and then they make you sign an NDA, so it never goes anywhere, right? So people don't know. And so the people that were reaching out to me was, you know, giving me enlightenment, and it was like, you know, they was like, SG, do you want to win the fight or do you want to win the war? And I said, well, it all depends. And they was like, well, they said, I know you got this post up, but you don't have to keep posting about it. She's like, don't worry. She's like, just put the post out there, let them see it. She was like, but you're going to win the war, because this company is already a lot going on, you know, behind the scenes with this particular company. And so it's a particular group that helps people get, you know, what they deserve, but without having to sign an NDA. And so there's been several occasions that people have had issues with this company, and they are, you know, they are working with these people, because some people just be like, well, just give me the money, I don't want to wait no more, and then they sign the NDA. And so they're trying to get, you know, enough people that don't want to sign the NDA, you know what I'm saying, to put them on blast. And I said, well, I'm going to leave this post up, but I'm not going to post about it anymore. I'd rather win the war than win the fight. It's up there. I had quite a few conversations with quite a few people that, you know what I'm saying, engaged and was talking about the subject and the conversation and so on and so forth. And so I was like, well, it did a lot for me, you know, talking to these people, hearing their stories, being able to enlighten them, having conversations. So they had one of their people comment under the post and try to talk shit. And, you know, I seen the email and I seen this and I seen that and da-da-da this and da-da-da that, which I'm like, you know, obviously it was a white person. They was on a dummy page and all of their friends basically were old white people and, you know, yada, yada. And so we you know, tagging like my homie, like, fuck them. You they dumb. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, it is what it is. Had a couple people, you know, share the post, copy the post, put it on their page, you know. And so, you know, my homie was like, you know, I had them and I canceled them. And anybody I know that got them, they're going to cancel them because, you know, we're not tolerating that. And so, however people may see it, I just want people to be enlightened, whether you keep them or not, because guess what? I'm still taking their money. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm going to talk about this, and you're still going to pay me or you're going to fire me. And that's just how that goes. And then you give me my unemployment and you go about your way. You know, and I go by my way. But, you know, and until I'm finished with, you know, what I want to do from with this company, until I finish getting what I want out of them. And so, and if you try me, and if you, you know, try to make my workload heavier, if you try to be anything other than the same way that you already are, then, you know, then I'll take it to the court level. I'm not scared to go up against a corporation. I have went up, and I've won. And so everything that I do and encounter, I make sure that I keep copies of it. I make sure I'm, you know, making sure that I'm recording every conversation. You know what I'm saying? I'm making sure that I'm doing everything that I need to do. You can record me. I can record you. That's how that goes. So, I don't know. Mo, what's your thought process on it?
All right. So, now I gave y'all the floor. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to speak my piece, right? So, okay. So, first off, so for the people out there that's listening, this is tonight's topic. Is it racist for a white company to represent Black History Month by repping Africa? So, all right, the first thing I'm going to say is, like, when it comes to talking race and everything, I'm kind of exhausted. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like a never-ending something. It just seems like it's nobody's ever going to be truly happy with whatever situation it is. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. I kind of feel that way. So it's kind of like, now I kind of feel like you kind of got to do for self and kind of like just, you know, educate the people that's in your reach. You know what I'm saying? But I think people really got to just do their own research and just really find knowledge yourself when it comes to this subject. So I have a quick question for you, Black, before I kind of answer it and give you my take on it. But just the question I have for you is like, what would you, like, say, for instance, all right, because I get where you're coming from, and you definitely, you know, explain why you felt offended by it. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily agree with it, but I respect your, where you're coming from, because that's your perception of it. But the question I have for you is, what would you, I mean, it is what it is. I don't even, you know, really follow Black History Month no more, because it, to me, I like Black Future Month. I like how Kanye said, let's switch it, Black Future Month. You know what I'm saying? Let's just look towards the future. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got to know where you came from and know where you're going. But, you know, that gets a little dicey, you know what I'm saying, as African-Americans, unfortunately. But it is what it is, right? So we do have this thing called Black History Month. I don't see it going away anytime soon. So, you know, we do all – well, I don't have any kids, but, you know, if I'm around any young people and they ask me questions about Black History Month, I want to be able to properly articulate it. So with that being said, if that was up to you, instead of, because you said you didn't like having the continent of Africa represented there, if you wanted to depict something that just kind of brings all Black people together as far as the topic, which is Black History Month, you know what I'm saying, whether we agree or not, what would you have picked instead of Africa?
an image of just several shades of black, you know? Just, you know how they have the figures, like no eyes, no nothing, just the, you know, human-shaped figures and just several shades of black, you know, Black History Month. I mean, something just, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. It doesn't have to be, you know, a continent or, you know, a country or anything like that, because it wouldn't be fair to anyone else. So if you're going to do Black History Month, just, you know, put up figures and several, you know, shades of black.
Okay.
Just as simple, just thinking off the top of my head.
Okay, no, I can see that. Yeah, and that was a really good answer, too. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that. But for me personally, like, now I'm only giving my perception. I don't mind seeing the continent of Africa. Actually, I get inspired by seeing the continent of Africa. You know what I'm saying? I totally embrace being African-American, you know what I'm saying, or American-African, however you want to slice it up or whatever. Now, I know, due to the powers that be or whatever, you know, was going on before I was born on August 8th, 1978, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but when I came here, you know what I'm saying, I was born here in America, but my skin color, being brown, I relish that. I love it. I embrace it. I'm not saying you don't. So, and I never was the type of person to kind of like put up different categories of black people. Never in my life. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be, especially since I'm in, you know, Brooklyn, New York, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, Caribbean people, whether they be from the islands of Jamaica or Haiti or, you know, anything. And then like all of, you know, if you're my skin color and you have that grayer hair, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Because I love my nappy-ass hair, you know what I'm saying? So I love, and then I love the animals of Africa because I identify with a lion, which is African, you know what I'm saying? That's me, you know what I'm saying? I get offended. Stuff that offends me is when they try to call mountain lions. Those are like American lions. Those aren't lions. Those are pumas. You know what I'm saying? Lions come from Africa. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, once I got knowledge of self for me, and, you know, like I said, I identify with being comedic. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I had to kind of find myself. You know what I'm saying? I had to kind of just, you know, what felt right in my soul once I kind of, you know, because I was conditioned at an early age because of my immediate ancestors, meaning like my grandparents and parents, you know, my grandparents, they was more religious, you know what I'm saying? So they was Christians and stuff like that, so Baptist Christian. So, you know, I came up in that, and then I was like, no, I don't really identify with this, you know what I'm saying? This is not touching me. And then when I got to high school, I studied Islam. And then you talked about the black Moors. That's Islamic. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't see that. To me, that's Arab. That's Arabic. You know what I'm saying? That's an Arab thing. Yeah, black people have embraced Islam in a lot of parts of Africa, but to me, I don't rock with that either, because to me that's a mind control in my estimation. You know what I'm saying? And then I respect Native Americans. I really do, because those are the natives to this land over here, you know what I'm saying, across the Atlantic or, you know, in the middle of the Atlantic and the Pacific, you know, North America, South America. It's Native American. I respect it, but I don't identify with it. You know what I'm saying? I respect it, definitely, but I don't identify with it. I truly identify with Africa through and through, mainly Kemet. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. So, like, when I see the continent of Africa, you know what I'm saying? I love it. I used to love back in the day, you know, in the 80s when we had our boxes and we had the little 90s, we had the African medallions and stuff like that. I mean, I wish that could come back, you know what I'm saying? Because I think, and then here's the other thing too, you know, because we talk about Black History Month, and what gets me, why I want to call it Black Future Month, because in most estimations, I'm not going to, I want to say this too. Shout out to Jamaica and Haiti and, you know what I'm saying, the Black Islands and stuff like that. But prior to that, in my estimation, like I said, this is my perception, it was from Africa first, and then they came, and then through colonization, they switched over, and they got their own culture there. You know what I'm saying? So we look at that, we see their culture differently because, like I said, it's not American. You know what I'm saying? It's Jamaican or it's Haitian. You know what I'm saying? But the roots are in Africa. So, you know, that's just what I identify with, man. So, you know, that's kind of my take on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all have anything to say about that, but
okay. So, and again, I respect your point of view on it, right? And this is all I'm gonna have to say because I know y'all got to get in a real famous chop up. But I respect your point of view on it, right? But the main thing that you're saying is I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What you
perspective. Like I said, my
what
perspective.
You can relate to, right? And my argument is that yes, I can relate to Africa, but I also relate to America, and I have ancestors on both sides, and so therefore I understand that there are more people out there that's just like me. So I'm not discounting you guys that do relate to Africa, but you guys do not represent the bulk of us. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say one
so it's just like they're putting us in a bowl saying, okay, Africa. You know, I'm glad that you're proud, but that shouldn't be something that represents us as a whole. That's something that you and there are some others that can relate to that. I guess the people that put it up and thought it was okay, that should not represent the masses, because there's not a, the masses don't relate to that. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're talking about something that's supposed to represent the masses. That's all.
Well, you know,
I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is Black History Month, so what you said, different shades of black, you know what I'm saying? Well, I guess, it would be a different shade of brown, you know what I'm saying, with black mixed in. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it gets, like I said, I just get exhausted because it's just like, you know, it's everybody's different perceptions and, you know, it's just...
Right, so
know.
Put something that represents everybody, not just one. The narrative, as you said, has always, as Smooth said, is to put in, us in a category.
But,
and then you're divided. So the narrative is black people came from Africa, and that's not correct. We all didn't come from Africa, and there should be no white company representing us in such manner.
And
that's just
and
how
I'll
that goes.
One,
there should be no white people continuously pushing the narrative of black people came from Africa. No, we didn't. That we if some of us was already here, and y'all killed us off as y'all have done so many years from now, and then that's why you make it such a big deal in the media when we fight and kill each other off, which that is a problem, but, you know, they've been killing us off for so long, as they still, you know, do at today. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll say this too, Black, because I know Smooth when I said it. He was like, "What you talking about?" Or you know, I guess I don't know. But your argument, and like I said, I'm not discounting your argument or whatever. And I respect it when he said it. I was just like, "All right, you know, it's not the way I would look at it." Your argument is very Tiger Woods. That's like a Tiger Woods argument. When Tiger Woods said, "Hey, I'm not just African American. I'm you know, whatever Polynesian or whatever Asian country he's from or whatever. I don't know." You know what I'm saying? So
his mom,
his mom. So you have that same Tiger Woods argument when it comes to that. So I get it. Now the other thing I'll say too is just another thing that I'll just add before we get into the world famous chopper. This is my take on it too. Like I identify with being American too. You know what I'm saying? I don't sell myself short. You know, no matter what people might say or conditioned or they say the white person did this and it did that or whatever. I'm American. You know what I'm saying? I represent the Constitution and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking my rights and all that. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about when we had our little private conversation when we was talking about this topic, how we was gonna you know approach it. But I say one other thing too, like. You know, I sometimes have, like, an identity crisis up here in New York because I get pissed off because, you know, my people come from Georgia, right, the South, right? So, and, you know, when we have the West Indian Day Parade, you know what I'm saying, it's all different black islands representing or just black people, you know, with their flags. I think you would really embrace that, Black, because you see the different cultures. It's not just Africa. It's Jamaica. It's, you know, like I said, Haiti is. Trinidad, it's you know wherever island you from, you know what I'm saying? It's highly represented there, right? But for me, I'm like I don't want to wave no damn American flag because that's just That's vanilla. You know what I'm saying? American.
But you just said that you just said that you honor the Constitution, and I'm sitting here like, what the fuck are you talking about? The Constitution still has not changed to go in our favor. The Constitution that they have in the United States right now is still from our oppressors, from slavery. They haven't even updated it. That's why we can't get a law of protection against African Americans, because your boy Sleepy Joe was like, it takes too much and I just can't change that, because the Constitution has to be changed in order for them to get a bill to protect us. That's why the Asians got one before us. So no, I don't honor the Constitution of this country.
That's why no matter what, you know what I'm saying, as we talked about financial literacy, that's why, you know what, you pay for a good lawyer. You want to make sure you have a good lawyer that knows the laws so you can get your just due. You know what I'm saying? That's financial literacy. So when I'm just saying American, I'm just saying the colonialism of this country. You know what I'm saying? Learning the laws and the structure of this country and then using it to your benefit. That's being American to me. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what
No, I was talking about the Constitution statement, not being American.
Well, what I'm just trying to say is it's all laws and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So basically it comes down to financial literacy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's what do I know that you don't? And how can I take advantage of it? And I think as black folks, we get caught up in this whole black, not black, this, that, segregation, racism and all this. We get caught off, we get thrown off the trail. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, yo, just get down to learn how to be American in this country and use it to your advantage. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the only point I was trying to make when I said the whole Constitution thing. Like, yeah, we can go into the whole rhetoric of it. We can watch Black History documentaries, Eyes on a Prize and all that other stuff. Yeah, that all happened or whatever, but at the same time, it's about what do you know that I can use? Like Smooth just said, he just helped his baby mother buy a house, right? That's colonial stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's stuff that's American. That's just laws and different things you got to do to get that house. You know what I'm saying? So you can have ownership. So what I'm just trying to say, that's American. So we as black folks, we got to be American too. You know what I'm saying? We got to understand being American and then using that to our favor, because so many other cultures and races come over here, use it and get ahead of us. And I'm sick of hearing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of seeing that or whatever. So, you know, that's my point on the whole African-American part. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's all I got
to
say.
All right. You can jump in the real famous chop up. That's all I had to say. It was a very good topic. Very good point of view from everybody that was here. Thank you guys for tuning in and having a conversation about this. Take it over. And I do not have anything in reference to the real famous chop up.
Got you. All right. So, you know, it's a few things. I think I can take us out of here. All right. So, yeah, that was definitely a dope topic. So, you know, big shout out to Black on that. You know what I'm saying? I get exhausted with these racial topics, but, you know, sometimes it just got to be done and it's got to be said or whatever, especially during Black History Month. Like, you know, why not? I guess this was our Black History Month show. But I digress. So without further ado, we're going to get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world famous chop up. So if you're new to the show or if you, you know, in Switzerland right now, you've been a listener for, you know, for a year or so, this is my favorite part of the show. This is a chance where I get a chance to just chop it up on some different topics that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So, a couple things, man. First off, of course, we had the week off last week because we had the Super Bowl. So, you know, big shout out to the NFL. I thought the NFL had a tremendous season. I was kind of a little looking at NFL a little suspect because they went to their 17 games, and I was like, yo, it's been 16 games for so long. That's been like a tradition. I'm like, why are you adding this other game? But I get it. It's the business, you know, the whole COVID situation. They got to make it up, and the fans want it. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, all right. But it actually worked out well because with the 17 games, they was able to add like another couple of teams to the playoffs, and the playoffs is very competitive. You know, that's what to me separates the NFL from like the other leagues is the competitiveness. The competitive nature, you know, so to speak, or whatever. But it was dope, you know what I'm saying? So we had the Cincinnati Bengals representing Ohio. Big shout-outs to, you know, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, you know what I'm saying? I bigged them up all season. I thought it was going to be the Browns, and they're, you know what I'm saying, representing Ohio, but it happened to be Cincinnati, so I wasn't too mad because they came from our division, And they had a great season, man. I can't – they came out of nowhere. Nobody saw them coming. But they went up against the Rams, of course, L.A., you know what I'm saying? And the Rams won the game. Big shout-out to, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Ramsey, Von Miller. Then the coach, you know what I'm saying, Sean McVay, young coach. They did their thing, man. And big shout-out to Odell, too, man. I hate to see that he, had another injury, man. I hope he's good. I hope he can come back and be 100%, man, because he really turned his year around for the better because, for some reason him and Cleveland just wasn't meshing. So he went out to L.A. and, won a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? He did get hurt, but he did score a touchdown. You can just see the hurt on his face, you know what I'm saying? They panned the camera over to him a couple of times and, seeing him cry and all that stuff, man. But I was just happy that I truly didn't care who won because, I just wanted to see a good game, but I'm not mad at all that the Rams won because I fucked with L.A. And then, speaking of L.A., definitely one of my all-time favorite halftime shows just because of the rap part of it. I'm a rap guy. And then, my favorite genre of rap music is West Coast. You know what I'm saying? When I really get down to it, that's what I really relate to the most. And, some of my all-time greats, Dr. Dre, all-time favorites, Dr. Dre, Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Those are my guys right there. And then, of course, you had 50 Cent. I'm going to talk about 50 Cent too, man. So real quick, the funniest part, me and my wife was watching it, and we were surprised that I didn't know 50 Cent was supposed to, he wasn't promoted and leading up to it. So when he came out and did, in the club or whatever, that it was funny because he did the scene from his video, it's a iconic video now because the success 50 Cent has had, most recently with the whole Power series. But, if anybody remembers that video back in the day, 50 got ripped up, because he got shot up and, he was showing the, I'm back, I'm 100%, I'm get rich or die trying. And he had the white beaters that was kind of popular in New York City at the time, It was like 2002. With the little stripes going across, but it fit him back then because he was young and going for it. But last week it didn't really have that. It seemed like he was like a large and now he like a triple X. So that shit was funny, but can't nobody trip, man, because 50's definitely, man, definitely had a whole nother career. Who would have thought that he would become this big, TV mogul, even eclipsing his music career. So so that was good to see. And then Mary J, I'm more of a Monet fan than a Mary J. Blige singer fan, but, What's the 411 was still, one of my all-time classics, even though she didn't, perform none of those songs. It was good to see her just perform, because she had a good year, man. Power, her role on Power, man, I was saying this before, I think a couple of weeks ago when we was talking about it, Smooth, that I think she should win a Emmy, for her portrayal of Monet, man. I think it was that good. I'm not joking. I think she should definitely be nominated, because I thought her performance was very strong. But it was good to see her just, perform, She did the Get It Crunk or whatever. I think Dr. Dre produced that, so that's why that made sense. And then Kendrick, Kendrick's always just a bunch of energy, Little dude, man, but he's always got just a bunch of energy, man. So I love seeing Kendrick perform. He always got something. He always gives a good performance. You can see he's passionate about his craft. So that was cool. And then, I fucks with Detroit, And Eminem, I'm not the biggest fan of Eminem, but, as the time goes by, especially with, me and my wife going out there a couple years ago, I really just got a renewed respect, for Eminem and what he's done for the game and, how him and Dr. Dre kind of got it re-sparked, that re-sparked Dr. Dre's career, once the whole Death Row fell apart, man. So the halftime show was definitely the highlight for me. So, and then just Snoop just doing his thing. And speaking of Snoop, transition to this too, big news for Snoop, man. He was able to buy back, or not, I keep saying buy back, but because, I know Dr. Dre was really the co-owner, but, buy Death Row Records, Of course, Snoop was the, other than Tupac, but, when you still think of Death Row, I still think of more Snoop than Tupac. but, you know, was able to buy the Death Row, you know what I'm saying, buy it. And so now Snoop owns Death Row, man. So that just makes – and then he dropped – what was smart? Mary J. and Snoop both dropped albums leading up to the Super Bowl. Mary J.'s, you know, I tried, but, you know, she's an actress now. You know what I'm saying? But Snoop's my guy, man. So and the album's good, man. It's called Back on Death Row. You know what I'm saying? It's just got the acronym. It's just got the acronym, which is B-O-D-R, which stands for Back on Death Row. But it's just dope, man. It's just, you know, Snoop being Snoop, man. He's got a couple tracks on it that I really just relate to. But it's just good to see him, man. Just, you know, just seeing his career, man. The way, you know, Death Row, when it fell apart, then he went to No Limit, and then, you know, had to kind of find his sound again and re-linking back up with Dr. Dre and linking up with Pharrell and then getting back on his L.A. and then to where he is now, man. And he keeps winning, man. Like, Snoop just keeps winning, man. Buys back Death Row. The Staples Center is now called Cryptocurrency, you know, or Crypto.com, you know what I'm saying? Snoop is just the king of L.A., man, straight up, man. Nobody represents L.A. the way Snoop does. So it was good to see him and Dr. Dre, man. So, you know, big shout-out for the Super Bowl, man. It's a strong season for the NFL. I'm all in for next year, man. It's a lot of good the league is in a good place. Oh, and another story that I wanted to touch base on, man, and I wanted to really – shout out Mike Tomlin and shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. You know, I know that they're in the AFC North, which is the Browns division, and that's like lightweight the strongest division in football. You know what I'm saying? I can just watch those divisional games. You got the Cleveland Browns, you got the Baltimore Ravens, you got the Cincinnati Bengals, and you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. Bar none, I think that's the toughest division in football, man, the AFC North right there. You know what I'm saying? Just smash mouth football at its finest. So although, you know, Pittsburgh is definitely the op, so to speak, I fucks with Mike Tomlin, you know what I'm saying? So and so here's the reason why. You know, I talked about the whole Brian Flores situation in depth like a couple of weeks ago when it came out. And, you know, I ain't going to lie. I felt some kind of way about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, you know, he was sticking up for what was, you know, what he thought was right. And, you know, and I can see his point of view on that. You know what I'm saying? But I was just thinking, like, yo, you know, I knew you was going to get a head coaching job if you could have just played it a different way. But, you know, he did what he did. So I'm happy to report that he didn't get blackballed. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do a Kaepernick on him, which I thought could have been an issue. And he was hired as like an assistant defensive coordinator or defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he's going to be under Mike Tomlin. So now he can kind of, you know, Mike Tomlin, you know, he's down with there. And then, you know, of course, the defense shines and, you know, has a good year or a couple good years, you know, he'll be right back in the head coaching, you know, as you know, getting looks for a head coach. Even though I thought if he didn't do what he did, I think he really had a good chance of just becoming for just another team rather than a defensive coordinator. But I'm just happy, you know, he was able to do his file his lawsuit against the NFL plus get another job with the NFL, man. So I'm just happy for that, man, you know, because he, all in all, you know, I think, you know, he just felt he got the wrong end of the stick, you know, even though, like I said, man, you work for these owners. Unfortunately, if it's not your team, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if they don't agree with what you're doing, you know, they can let you go because, you know, you don't own it, unfortunately. But like I said, it's good to see him get another gig, man. So yeah, big shout out to the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. They've always been a classy organization, and Mike Tomlin's definitely a Hall of Fame coach, man. Black coach, doing his thing. So big shout out to that. Another thing I had to talk about with the Super Bowl, right? So Ice-T, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the OG, West Coast OG Ice-T, right? You know, I'm not the biggest fan of his music, but, you know, you just got to respect for what he represents for the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? New Jack City was always a classic of mine, too. But you know, he just represents that whole lifestyle, old school L.A. lifestyle too, you know what I'm saying? Real OG, triple OG type guy. But anyway, he sent out a tweet like, oh, you know, with the Super Bowl being in L.A., he was saying all the young rappers, you know, just be careful because the Wolves are going to be out, you know what I'm saying? That's the gang capital of the world, basically, you know what I'm saying? Get out to L.A., you don't want to be in the wrong place, wrong time, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can get caught slipping. Luckily, nothing really went down, but something did kind of go down. So, big shout outs, man, because I'm just a fan of this dude, man. He's one of these dudes, man. Like, he could write a book, man. His whole rap story has been real interesting, man. But big shout out to Kodak Black, right? And I want to shout him out because normally it's some sad shit, like, oh fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know, it was an altercation and a rapper got shot and he died, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've heard this story over and over again from you know, Nipsey to Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying? You know, rappers that you really, you know, mess with, Biggie, we can go old school, Tupac, of course. But it's interesting to see a rapper get into altercation, get shot, and survive and come out, you know, on point. So the one altercation that happened in L.A., was I think it was after a Justin Bieber after party or whatever, and something happened. I think somebody in Kodak Black's entourage was getting jumped, and the footage is there, man. Like, this guy, his homeboy, I guess, was getting jumped. Kodak Black was he was bomb first. You know what I'm saying? He's right there, boom, helping this guy out, and then the dude, I guess one of the people they had the altercation with pulled out and shot Kodak Black twice. But it wasn't no major flesh wounds. I think he got shot in the leg, in and out. You know what I'm saying? Like, probably like in his like thigh or something like that. Real meaty area where he wasn't too hurt, man. So I just want to shout him out, man, because usually, you know, it's like a rest in peace or whatever. But Kodak Black, I just hope he's careful, man. But he's one of these dudes, man. Like, it just seemed like, I don't know, man. You know, the other thing too, you know, he'll go down in history for this, you know, because remember Kodak Black was locked up, and when Trump was leaving office, he was one of the guys. Kodak Black was one of the guys that Trump pardoned on his way out to let him out, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You can just write a book just on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got pardoned by Trump, and I survived getting shot. You know, just crazy, man. But I just hope he, you know, because he's just got an ill personality too. You know what I'm saying? Like, the closest thing I can say to, like, a Kodak Black right now is, like, Old Dirty Bastard. You know what I'm saying? When Old Dirty Bastard was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, rest in peace to Old Dirty Bastard. But Kodak Black, I don't want to call him the new Old Dirty Bastard, but it's similar. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got an interesting personality, man. But shout out to him, man. I'm glad he survived. You know, probably have another album talking about it, some more hits. And there we go, man. So I'm always saying rest in peace and being all sad and shit, you know what I'm saying, when a rapper gets shot, because, you know, 9 times out of 10 is usually fatal. This wasn't, so I just wanted to, you know, shout him out, man, for surviving and helping his homeboy out, man. That was admirable, because he could have lost his life. So that's that. And now switching gears, all right, so right now in the background, I got the All-Star game playing. And big shout out to my hometown, Cleveland. You know, that's where it's at. And it's ill, too. They I don't know, Cleveland get a lot of respect, man, when it comes to the All-Star game, because I say that because I'm watching it, and they just did the 75th anniversary, it's the 75th anniversary of the NBA. So with that, they did the 75 best players. And that's an honor, man, to have this happen in Cleveland because, you know, if they're honoring the 75 best players, that means they're all flying into Cleveland to C-Town. Big shout-outs, you know. So in Cleveland, they love it, man. In Cleveland, they show out for that, man. So I know all, you know, a lot of my peoples is probably out, you know, out and about at the game or, you know, went to, like, some of the after parties after the, you know, dunk contest, three-point shootout. You know, Cleveland live for stuff like that, man. They love that whole, you know, when celebrities come into town, they like to just, you know, show the people a good time, man. So, so big shout out to that. And I remember the last time the All-Star game was there, that's when I was actually living in Cleveland. That was in when they did the 50 greatest spins. So this was 25 years ago. And I remember that was when, if I'm not mistaken, that's when Kobe Bryant was in the dunk contest. That might have been his rookie year. And he made the All-Star game as a rookie, if I'm not mistaken, or his second year. I think it was his rookie year, if I'm not mistaken. I remember he was in the All-Star. Yeah, it was his rookie year because I remember he wanted to be in the dunk contest, and he won the dunk contest. And then they had the 50 greatest players of that point at the All-Star game. So I'm like, wow, Cleveland really get the – you know, that's a big honor, the man, to have all the greats come through, you know what I'm saying, to the game. So shout-out to that. You know, it seemed like it's a good game. It's in the background. But, you know, the dunk contest, it was like womp womp, you know, because right now, like I said, I've been in such NFL mode, and the league is getting so younger. Like, you know, I don't even, you know, the dunk contest now is just it's not where it used to be when it was Jordan versus Dominique or Vince Carter or even recently with Zach LaVine, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, you know, young cats is really just trying to get their names out there. So, you know, it's a cat from the New York Knicks. I don't even know his name like that. I think it's Obi something, if I'm not mistaken. But he took the dunk contest. Dunk contest was like womp womp. I'm pissed off because I was busy, so I didn't get home. So I missed the 3-point shootout. That's what I still enjoy watching the 3-point shootout because that's a really just nice skill to have or to see. You know what I'm saying? I love to see the shooters. And big shout out to Carl Anthony Towns. He's a big man with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Man, he's like probably like 6'10". He's a center. And he, you know, won the 3-point shootout. So that was a big surprise, man. So big shout out to Carl Anthony Towns, man. Like, yeah, that's dope, man, to see a center win it. So that was like surprising. So, you know, he went up against some good shooters, and for him to win it as a center, that's pretty dope, man. So, you know, big shout out to that, man. All Star Weekend. So, you know, Cleveland. Let me see here. What else we got in news? So a couple shows, man. It's a lot of new shows out. I haven't got a chance to see, man, but I've been feeling HBO Max. I've been in the zone on my HBO Max, man. I was like talking shit, like when they kicked me off when I had like the hookup on it, but I totally don't even care, man. I watch HBO probably more than Netflix and Hulu and all the other ones now, man. So that's like my go-to shit, man. I done really like kind of set up my watch list. So like I really got my TV selection when I'm just at home, and I'm not watching bullshit too. You know, I'm a reader. But HBO, I like the way they kind of what's the word I'm looking for? The way they kind of the movies they pick. What's the word I'm always looking for? Curate. They curate. You know, HBO always got like a vibe to their shows, man. So yeah, my watch list is on point. I used to really talk shit about like superhero movies and shit like that, but you know, now that they got DC Comics, I'm like back in. I've been watching this one show called Pennyworth. Alfred Pennyworth, which is Batman's Butler. Have you seen the Yes Move?
It's a good show. Yeah, I watched it a few years ago.
You own it. Yeah, man, Pennyworth, that's my shit right now. So shout out to that, man. Like, yeah, I got all my DC shit. So I was like, and the HBO, what makes the app so good is, like I said, it's no ads, and it just saves your spot. So I can be watching Pennyworth, and then I'm like, oh, you know, let me go to Batman Begins. Oh, let me go to Superman, or let me go to Wonder Woman, and I can just be in the whole DC metaverse, man. So I like how they made it just so seamless like that, put everything all in one place. So, like, damn, they just made, yeah, you know what I'm saying, back in the day when you had to have all the DVDs on that bullshit, you know what I'm saying, everything right here. What's up?
I said, you need to watch Bel-Air.
All right. So, look, I need to hear look, we got 3 minutes, because my homeboy was telling me to watch it. I watched the first 5 minutes of it, and I was like, yo, I'm too OG for it, and I cut it off. And they were like, yo, you're missing out. So, yeah, give me your take on it, man.
If you watch Snowfall, right, and you be all up on that Snowfall shit, there's no way possible for you not to feel Bel-Air.
Really?
Just watch. Wow. Once you get past, I don't even know how. Don't get me wrong. This is how this works. If you are fixated on the comedy version of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air,
I am.
Then it's going to fuck with you. You see what I'm saying? That's why I didn't call it Fresh Prince. That bitch is called Bel-Air for a reason. Like, there is no Fresh Prince in this motherfucker. This shit is on some gangster shit. Period.
That's why I can't get past it. I'm like, I can't. Like, when they was showing his mug, like, I saw, like, the first thing, you know, he was getting up, and, you know, he was bouncing the basketball and saying to tell his moms, you know, whatever he was about to go. That's where I cut it off. But I guess that's probably when it got real. But
right.
Then I'm like, you know, so Because I'm like, all right, so he's going to get into a fight, yeah, or get jumped or some shit, and then his mom sent him out. I'm like, it's the same shit, right? Like, same.
Man, look, regardless of the fact, you just have to watch it. Get past the first episode. I'm telling you. By the time the first episode ends, right, you're going to be like, oh, shit, let me go to episode two. You see what I'm saying? And once you get to episode two, you're going to be like, oh, shit, let me get to episode two.
Wait, hold on. They did it like Netflix where they like the whole – because I see it's on like the Peacock Network. So they
gave you the first three episodes.
Oh, that's
the first
what
day.
It is. Okay.
They
Thursday, yeah.
And then like the fourth episode came out on Thursday. You see what I'm saying? So Saturday, Sunday, you got three episodes. Then Thursday, you got another episode. So there's four episodes. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
I'm telling you. That shit.
Really? Really?
You're the second person. You're the second person. And this is big coming from you because I know you don't be fucking with just anything. So I'm like, okay. Now you give me the thumbs up.
That shit right there? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, HBO Max, the only reason I stopped doing HBO Max because, I mean, HBO has always been superb to me. You see what I'm saying? Right now, I'm watching The Girl Before. That is on some thriller shit right there. You see what I'm saying?
That's on HBO?
That's on HBO Max.
Okay.
You on Euphoria and Pennyworth and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that Bel-Air shit, man, look.
Oh, and then it's another. We got another minute. I'm gonna see if I give it another go, man. I just could because I'm so OG when it comes to the Fresh Prince. But I know what you're saying is different, but I gotta really get my mind out of that to be able to really see it.
Don't get me wrong, you're still gonna be comparing characters from the past. You see what I'm saying? It is what it is. But like once you accept the fact that this Hillary ain't your Hillary, this Carlton ain't your Carlton. You see what I'm saying? Like fuck, it is what it is.
I know, man. I don't know, man. Because that's just like the Wu-Tang show. Like, I can't get into that. I like the music, and I just can't watch these characters acting like the Wu-Tang. You know, like, I know the Wu-Tang. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know their music so much that I don't know. So, I don't know.
I don't know Wu-Tang show
in Bel-Air, these remake shows or just shows based on...
No. Listen.
What's up?
There's a reason why they ain't calling this bitch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The name of the show is just Bel-Air. I'm telling you right now, like, once you get past the first episode, right, you're going to be like, I got to watch episode two. And then three, and then four. Like, once you get to episode four, that's when you know that this is on some gangster shit.
And it's on,
you know what I'm saying?
And it's been four episodes so far.
Right. Thursday made episode four. Like,
okay.
Everybody... Like, you're going to have hints of shit. You're going to be watching shit like, well, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking the butler. He ain't a butler, nigga. He's a home manager. You see what I'm saying?
My homeboy was telling me. They're more empowering positions. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right, well, look.
Nigga, Jeffrey.
Continue. What's up?
Nigga, Jeffrey is an English nigga, but that nigga's on some gangster shit. Jeffrey say, shut up. I got it. Keep your mouth closed. He got it.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Smooth is definitely all in on Bel-Air, people. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I'm going to try. I'm going to maybe have to try it again. I couldn't get past the first 5 minutes, but I'm going to have to give it a shot because this is the second person that told me it was pretty good. So,
hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. Get high, uplifted and shit so your mind can get off.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do something. Yeah. I've been on my detox shit too, so I don't even know when I'm gonna get around to. And then I'm all in on HBO Max, and then we're going a little bit past the time. But it's another show that my wife put me on to. It's called Harlots, and it's on freaking Hulu. And that shit is on some pimp shit, but you know what I'm saying, on some old English white shit at the same time, which is dope because then you can really see the pimping. It gets more accepted because of some white people doing it. But anyway. I digress. I'll talk about that later on, probably next week or whatever. So this has been the world famous Chop Up. Big shout out to Black with her Black History Month topic. Big shout out to Smooth on the check in. Big shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up. As always, everybody be safe. If you miss the show, check out the retweet. I'm gonna definitely have it up on Twitter. Everybody be safe. Peace.